This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today, this is the DJV way for you to get through the day, helping you understand some of the things going on, at least from our perspective. You'll know what is happening around America and around the world by listening to the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Let's move right into it, Jennifer, because I know you've got some exciting information for us.
All about legal troubles. It seems everybody has them these days, and Michael Avenatti is no exception. Remember Michael Avenatti? He's appeared on cable news just between MSNBC and CNN 254 times in the year of 2018. If you can believe it, that's a lot of appearances. And he has been facing a lot of serious legal charges. The latest comes out of my hometown of Los Angeles, where a federal grand jury has indicted him on 36 counts of fraud, perjury, failure to pay taxes, embezzlement, and other financial crimes. He allegedly stole millions of dollars from five clients and used his kind of a web of shell companies and bank accounts to cover up the theft. Now, one of his clients, and this is where it gets really sad, is Jeffrey Johnson, who is a mentally ill paraplegic on disability, who won a $4 million settlement of a suit against Los Angeles County. That money was wired to Avenatti in January of 2015, but he hid it from his client for years, according to the indictment. He received $2.75 million in proceeds from another client's legal settlement, but he concealed that one too, according to the indictment. The next day, he put $2.5 million of that money, so almost the entire amount, into the purchase of a private jet, which for a company that he effectively owned, according to prosecutors. Earlier on in the week, Michael Avenatti's jet was confiscated from Santa Barbara Airport, and now that's the least of his trouble. Getting his $5 million jet taken away is the least of his trouble. He faces years and years in prison for these indictments alone, 335 years in prison.
Yeah, I love
couldn't
that.
Couldn't happen
that's
to a nicer
crazy.
Guy. Are we convicting him, though, or are we being... Are we convicting him?
Everybody gets
trial?
A chance to defend himself, but when the charges right. like this pile up and yeah. they have real indictments behind him, he's facing charges in L.A., in Santa Ana, which is in Orange County, California, and in New York. There's a lot of smoke.
He seemed to come out of nowhere, too. I never
yeah,
heard
he
the
did.
Guy until a couple of years ago. Had anybody ever
well,
heard
Well, when
him
he started
before?
Representing Stormy Daniels, that's when we all
yeah,
knew him.
It.
And then he was
yeah.
an active critic of the president. He was going to run for president in 2020. Remember, he was announcing that he was going to be a candidate? I don't know how his campaign's going now, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, and then he's got other charges. I don't know if, did you mention the Nike thing? That's going to be really
that's
bad.
That's the one
for
in
him
New
too.
York.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
where he was shaking down the Nike Corporation.
For 20 mil.
I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago, I think, and that is that he alleges, and maybe it's true, it could all be true, he alleges that Nike made payments to certain families to get their kids to go to certain schools, and Avenatti said, look, Nike, I know you're doing this, I have a client who told me that you are, so you better pay me and you better pay him, and if you don't, we're going to go to the feds. Well, Nike said, hold on, please, and they got the feds on the line and took survey, or basically caught him on tape, blackmailing and trying to extort their company, so he walked into that web, and Nike's been able to kind of skate on this. Even if the charges Michael Avenatti's talking about are true against Nike, everybody's worried about what he was doing to try to catch them.
So, some other lawyer sort of the legal stuff, Lori Loughlin, and that whole scenario and the people who are going to go through all of the stuff that they're going through. I thought it was pretty interesting that the University of Southern California will not allow her daughter, or both of them actually, to drop out. Why would that be, I would wonder? What's the...
I think it's because they're reviewing everyone who may have been connected to this Rick Singer guy.
They're all frozen, I think.
They're frozen, yeah. But those girls already moved out of the dorm. We know Olivia Jade was partying with her boyfriend in Malibu. She's been not talking to her parents and living with him in Malibu. And then the sister, the older sister, was just seen at lunch with Lori Loughlin. The paparazzi caught them. So they're not in school, but I guess they can't just make it official. For now,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I
don't want to gossip and things. Some people love to do that. I'm not much of a gossiper, but I did find interesting to look into the details of some of the things that are popping up from Amber Heard about her ex-husband Johnny Depp, who she says punched her, choked her, and kicked her, and then. Other people are saying Johnny Depp's side of the story is that his wife, Ms. Heard, kicked him, punched him, and choked him. What a lovely
resume. This is a wacky, wacky couple. She, right before she got married to Johnny Depp, she was a full-on lesbian and was, like, rubbing it in everyone's face. And she was in all these LGBTQ events and all kinds of stuff. And she, like, well, you know, would walk down the red carpet kissing her girlfriend. And I'm all for that. I don't care what anybody is. But don't be a fake lesbian because it made you, you know, it gives you good PR. And then you turn around the next week and marry Johnny Depp. It just, I found her to be very disingenuous from the beginning. She's also kind of a wackadoo, just like he is. And he's got a notorious drinking problem. So a lot of this, I think, stems from his alcoholism. I think he probably smokes a lot of weed, but I know he drinks a lot of booze. Like, he is like a fall-down drunk.
Well, wasn't that part of the problem with the divorce settlement was she wanted all this money and he's spending, what, like $30,000 a month or something on wine?
$30,000 a month on wine.
It's insane. They both have problems with money.
As you
would. She was spending that much on, like, her dog. She was like, I need this much in the divorce because...
$10,000 a month for the dog.
It's crazy.
I want to be that dog. Like, who was...
Yes,
I know.
Bow,
I
want to
live in their wine cellar and be that dog.
Woof, woof, woof. Okay, 14 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Head to Sprint today to get the new LG G8 ThinQ. This phone is packed with features like Crystal Sound OLED, where the entire screen is the speaker, and Hand ID to easily unlock your phone. With 128 gigabytes of memory, you won't have to worry about running out of space for your treasured pics and videos. You can even use air motion. With just a wave of your hand, you can easily access your phone's favorite functions, answer calls, and more. Right now, get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the new LG G8 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/LG or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $20 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Canceled early. Remain balance to unlimited basic after 6:30/20. Pay $32 per month per line with auto pay. Data due for prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums. Use all of the restrictions apply.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system? Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16:17, actually, at the hour. The good day. The DJV program. I was thinking about the good fight because one of the things that's in the podcast currently, you can hear at djvshow.com. We have a conversation about whether Amazon has secretly been spying on you through your Alexa. We also have the results of a poll naming the 20 best cities to live in our country. And then Juliana Margulies. Is that Margulies?
Margulies.
I never pronounced it right.
Yeah.
I was watching an old episode last night of The Good Wife. That show really holds up well.
She was great on that series.
The story we talk about in the DJV podcast is that she turned down a role on the CBSN, which is their subscription TV network at CBS. There's a show called The Good Fight, which has a lot of the same characters in it that were in The Good Wife, but she didn't want to. She wanted to do it, but they didn't want to pay her, so she didn't do it. I just don't get that stuff. I think she was right, and CBS was chintzy. Why wouldn't they want to bring more people in to watch that show? Anyway, that's part of the discussion.
They just don't have the same budget for the online platform, I would imagine.
Yeah. And, well, they wouldn't have kept the three main stars from the old show if they didn't keep the budget. They wouldn't.
They probably weren't the biggest stars. Maybe they negotiated. Who knows? I mean, we don't know what the deal is. Maybe they have ownership. You don't know.
Right. All right. We also on the podcast discussed a couple of studies. One that shows it's four times safer to get surgery early in the day. I don't know if there's a surprise
there. That's a scary one. Yeah.
No surgery at 5, thanks. Then there's some good news for elderly people. You own a pet. More likely to be healthier, happier, and more physically active. So get those stories and many more in conversation at the podcast of the DJV Show, djvshow.com. You can download it, subscribe on iTunes, search for the DJV Show. Speaking of good news, the owner of a 7-Eleven in Toledo saw a teenager shoplifting from the store. And the stuff is all over. You can see it on pretty much every social media platform. Jay Singh, working in the store's back office, his cashier alerted him to a shoplifter. He confirmed the suspicion, saw the teenager pocketing gum and candy and that sort of thing. He approached the teenager, asked him to empty his pockets. Teenager placed the items, mostly candy, on the counter. But apparently the owner, Mr. Singh, knew there was more. He informed the teenager he could finish emptying in his pockets, or I'll call the police. As the employee was calling 911, had a dispatcher on the phone, the boy told Singh that he was stealing. I'm stealing for myself. I'm hungry. I'm doing this for my younger brother. And so Mr. Singh told his employee to hang up. He said, well, this isn't food. If you're stealing gum and candy, something for munching. This guy, by the way, has owned the store for 5 years. He said, if you're hungry, ask me. I'll give you some food. And so that's what he did. He gave him some chicken wings, some sausage rolls, a whole pizza, and a 2-liter bottle of soda instead of calling the cops. So I imagine that people would argue about, that's just wrong. The kid was stealing. Well, when you consider, does he know that the story he's telling him is true? Meh. I don't know. That's probably too much analysis. It's heartful. And
sometimes it's okay to take a leap of faith on someone.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
Like, it's okay.
We need to do more of that.
It's not going to make or break his business. You know, I think that that's a good thing. I don't think people have faith in other people anymore, and I think that that's a nice story.
Very jaded. Very jaded. Yeah, it is a good story. That's why I told it to you. I thought you would think it was a good story. Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, and Doug at 21 After on today's DJV program.
We Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Change at the hour on the DJV program with us focusing on music now again. This hour we give 5-6 minutes to some contemporary music stories, some of the oldie moldy stuff too. This is Selena Gomez with Go Back to You. This year's We Day California will feature a huge roster of stars from television, film, music, science, all gathering in Inglewood at the Forum to celebrate the youth who are leading the charge for social change. This is a week from this Saturday, I think. It's the 25th. Yeah, when is that?
It's a Thursday in a couple weeks.
Oh, it's not Saturday. Okay, good. Thank you, Kara.
You're welcome.
Look at my calendar. I thought this was Saturday. Anyway, the event brings 16,000 students and educators who've made a difference in their own communities together for a day of performances, motivational speeches. Selena Gomez will be there, Joe Jonas, Bill Mai, the Pentatonics, Mahershala Ali, Natalie Portman. That's the first time I think I've ever pronounced his name right.
I know, I'm proud
Haley
of you.
Steinfeld, thank you. Megan Trainor. Neil Patrick Harris will host the event with more speakers and performers to be announced in the next week or so. We Day, also taking place in other venues across North America and also in England and the Caribbean, free for students and educators. Every year, We Day leaves me feeling inspired and hopeful. The youth have an incredible, positive, and passionate attitude for making real change, says Gomez. I don't think that's true of every child, but it's nice that there are lots of them.
I think the kids involved in this is what she
means. Yes, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, let's see. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is going to be there as well. Queer Eyes Karamo Brown, Nina Dobrev, who's an actress, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Portions of the We Day California will be filmed for inclusion in a one-hour TV special that will be on next August on ABC. 200,000 students attended the event last year, making it the world's largest youth empowerment event. So, that's not a bad thing, highlighting that sort of thing. I just want to make sure, I hope that they all really deserve the accolades, because a lot of kids are getting accolades that don't deserve it. Just to give them praise. That doesn't help anybody, but this looks like a good effort, frankly. 26 after the hour. Next up, musically, Mary Chapin Carpenter, here with Passionate Kisses. She's going to team up with Sean Colvin doing a duo tour. She and the and Sean have enjoyed sort of a musical kinship for the past 30 years. They have frequently shared the stage around the world. And so this fall they're going to embark on a tour that showcases both of them in sort of in small, intimate, acoustical settings. They trade songs and stories from their Grammy-winning careers, some of the hits, longtime fan favorites, that sort of thing. Crack this up for a second. Let's put a tune. I've never thought she got the credit that she deserved, frankly.
She didn't.
I've always, I don't think she did. You?
No, she's a great country star and a folk. Yeah. She's kind of gone in the direction of folk, which is why she goes so great with Sean Kaltman. But I think she's been very underrated in her career. And she's a great songwriter, too.
Yeah, she is. You're right about that. She toured with him last time, 2013.
It's a woman.
It's a girl.
Yeah, Sean Colvin's a
woman. What'd I say?
Him.
Oh, Sean Colvin's a girl.
Yeah.
Oh. Why did I say? I don't know anything about him, actually. I know a lot about Mary Chapin Carpenter.
But it's her, a
him.
Her.
Right.
Sean
well,
Colvin
obviously,
is a her.
I don't know anything about her. That's funny
she's
because...
She's from New Orleans, actually.
Is she?
Yeah. I think so.
This is... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
When he came home, this was a big
one. Yeah, it's a great song. Right. I forgot. All right, so now I get the connection even more between the two of them. I think that'd be a good tour. I wasn't associating the name with the song, but she had some good songs. Two of them together ought to be good. That looks like a good show. All right. Now I'm all enthused about it. 28 after the hour.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal help.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll continues to rise after a line of severe storms moved through the South. Sheriff of Moreau County, Mississippi, Cecil Cantrell, speaks of some of the tragic situations. A tornado killed an elderly man and devastated the community.
These people that are, you know, some of them are going to be homeless, probably it looks like. We're going to have some misplaced people, so, you know, that's number one, trying to take care of the people that have been misplaced at this point, making sure that they have a place to stay and water and all the necessities at this point. That's what we're really looking to help these people.
Dozens of people have been injured by the storms, some of them in the hospital with serious conditions. In Franklin, Texas, 55 homes were destroyed by a twister. The storms are still heading east, with millions of people bracing for the impact. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Four after the hour. Welcome back to America's favorite place to be in the morning with genuine radio celebrities like Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and coming up, up-and-coming celebrity Kara Schillen. I've been around for a while, so I guess I would be. I don't even like that word. Here we are, just friends having a conversation. And we get right to the point, right, Victoria?
We do. We try to get right to the point, right?
Right.
That's really no, more at you.
There's a diversion here or there. Right? Yeah, all right, so keep going. Let's go.
Well, speaking of diversions, there's kind of some odd staffing changes going on at the Department of Homeland Security. So it turns out we know that Kirsten
they're
Nielsen,
draining the swamp. Wait a minute, what happened to the swamp? Where's the swamp?
I don't know. Kirsten Nielsen, of course, announced her resignation last Sunday. 2 days later, the acting deputy secretary, Claire Grady, announced that she was also resigning. That led to Kevin McAleenan. Did I say that right?
McAleenan, I think.
Yeah. He's the commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, so he is going to now be in the acting deputy secretary's role. And so now it turns out there's even another staffing change. The Department of Homeland Security will now be run by the TSA chief, David Pekoski. And so he's now going to serve as the deputy DHS secretary on a temporary basis. And I guess there was someone else who was supposed to be up for this position, Trump had nominated a guy named Ron Vitiello, and then he withdrew that nomination. He was the acting director of ICE, and since then he has left his position. Not sure why Trump withdrew his nomination. I don't know if he wasn't interested anymore or if there was some skeletons there, but obviously Homeland
Chicken.
Homeland Security has needs some leadership because, like, the top three spots are kind of open now. So the TSA chief, David Pekoske, is going to be the one filling that role. Now, they didn't say if he's going to also still be the administration chief at the TSA, so he might be doing double duty, which is great news for anyone who already hates the TSA, because
usually,
you know,
they slide
them out.
Let's give
him more work to do.
Yeah, usually they slide in another acting director, but they needed a shakeup at this department. Think about what's been happening, and somebody had to take responsibility for it, whether that's Congress or Mexico or Trump or whoever it's going to be. It needed to be somebody, and obviously in the administration, they've totally done the shakeup like a martini shaker of the department, because you have 100,000 people coming in. And I think the biggest story that no one's talking about is that 36 or 40,000 of those are children who are being brought into the country by people that are not their family members, because there's a new law on the books, thanks to Congress, that says that if you walk into the country with a kid, whether it's your kid or not, you have asylum, essentially. You can't be deported.
Great.
And so this is being exploited by drug traffickers and by mules that are bringing people over with a kid, regardless of whether it's theirs or not, and they get to stay.
I understand. I think that that's obviously that needs to change. But I understand the law, the way that I've read into a little bit of it, is the reason for that is a lot of the kids whose fathers have been killed in, and this is sort of like a global refugee type of thing, but in terms of kids like the actual dad being killed for whatever reason, or kids not having a dad, and then an uncle is the one bringing the kid in, and then, you know, that's a lot of DNA testing to prove that this is your uncle or this is somebody. So I think that's why that law was written the way that it was, but obviously
problem,
now it's being
though.
Exploited.
Yeah,
well, it's totally being
exploited, and people are being kidnapped, and it's
crazy.
Bad.
All right, let's go back to the swamp for a minute here, because this is an example of what I talk about when it comes to the insiders getting these jobs. They come in from the industry that they're regulating. They change things to favor their industry and or their company, and then they leave. So the latest example of that is David Bernhardt, who used to be he ran an oil company, then he became an oil and gas lobbyist. He'd served as the Interior Department's acting chief. He is now going to be the head of the Interior Department. And this is the exact example of somebody who has no business regulating this industry, somebody who has everything to gain, or the industry has everything to gain, and the public has nothing to gain from having a guy like this who is such an overt supporter of things that are not in the public's best interest. So...
Well, we have that at the FCC, too. So,
yes,
you know.
All the insiders. Well, they have it at the FDA.
Can you give us an example?
They have it at the USDA.
What kind of stuff are you talking about?
Excuse me. What kind of stuff am I talking about with regard to leases on public land?
I'm just curious the specifics, because I think there's a lot of people that are in positions because of lobbying and stuff like that. I would just be curious to know. From you, with honesty, I'm not trying to be combative.
No, I understand. Yeah.
A real question, what is not going to be done in the public interest?
I don't know, because he's not there yet. I mean, as far as his track record as a lobbyist representing ExxonMobil, in that frame, I just don't think it's in the public's best interest to have somebody who's so closely identified, Jennifer. I have no specifics, because he hasn't had the role long enough to have a specific trail of evidence that points to him being a bad guy. I think it's a bad precedent, generally speaking, for somebody like that who comes from business. You've seen it over and over and over again. They come in, they change things, and then they go back to their companies, having done things that will favor the company. We all know. I'm the country's biggest supporter of business, because without business and money, it irks me no end for people to talk about, like Elizabeth Warren, we've got to we have to increase the tax on millionaires by 30% because those bad guys got too much money. How the hell do you think they got the money in the first place? They made something of themselves and a company. Okay, is there inherited wealth? Yeah, but it started someplace. And so anyway, that's the good side of being in America.
This is not a good example. Yeah, and I think you're right about the precedent, and we don't know what this person is going to do yet. The last Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, was a disaster, in my opinion. There were all kinds of speculation allegations about, you know, contracts that he gave to his friends.
Yeah, he's an unethical boob. Yeah,
yeah, right. He was awful. So I don't know who this new person is. Maybe he can do a good job. Maybe he won't. I don't know. But I think the example that you're really talking about, Ajit Pai, who is the head of the FCC. He came from Verizon, and his number one goal was to eliminate net neutrality, which hamstrung Verizon and AT&T and Comcast. And so that's what he did. He accomplished that goal. When he's finished in his role, however long he stays at the FCC, he's going to go back to the board of Verizon, and they're going to reap the benefits because they already have. And this is, I think that's exactly what you're talking about, the precedent that's set. People come in, they change laws that benefit their own industry, their own bottom line, and then they leave. The only, I'm hoping that there's an exception to that rule with the new head of the FAA, which we talked about a couple weeks ago. He came from Delta. He was a pilot. He worked his way up the ranks. He knows the inner workings of Delta, and now he's going to be the head of the FAA. Perhaps he's also going to do the same thing and go back to Delta, and I don't know. But I'm hopeful that his experience will actually benefit the American consumer.
People can ask, well, where do you find these people if it isn't from the industries that are being regulated?
And that's a real question.
Yep, it is a question. Yeah. But I don't know what the answer is, Victoria or Jennifer. Yeah. I don't really know. But on the surface, it doesn't look good, especially for somebody who said he was going to drain the swamp. That's the point that I'm kind of trying to make. Speaking of swamp, the Catholic Church, as usual, up to their Mickey in problems. Now there are stories floating around this week about nuns who were perpetrators of sexual violence. The focus has heretofore been on the priests who were sexually aggressive with young boys. And now there are nuns and stories of all kinds of weird things going on. The abuse against women by these women priests. I mean, for God's sakes, this is the most unhealthy circumstance, and why it is that they work so hard at keeping it the way it is, tradition being what it is. And I go off on this all the time. I probably shouldn't, because I'm not objective about it at all. So they're now investigating that. This Pope's got a lot to do. You think he's addressing it? Yeah. I thought it was very interesting to see, speaking of that, that there's a picture of the Pope at the bottom of a set of stairs that supposedly, have you seen this, was climbed by Jesus prior to his crucifixion? But the stairs are in Rome. Jesus never went to Rome. I went down a set of stairs.
Well, wasn't it just art, or was it the actual stairs, or did they say it's the stairs?
See a picture of him standing at the bottom of the stairs, and he said these stairs were climbed by Jesus prior to him being crucified.
Wasn't he crucified in Italy? He was killed by the Roman emperor. He wasn't killed in Jerusalem, I don't think.
He was killed by the Roman emperor.
Jen, you've got to step in.
I know. I'm looking it up, because I can't. I mean.
All right, look it up, and we'll take a break. We'll figure it out when we come back. Hold on.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro all-purpose garden soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots, C-store for details, U.S. only.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock-solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
The bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Calcium, potassium, iron, and vitamin D all help to build a better body.
Calcium plays an important role in our bones.
But dietitian Kate Saratsky says there are more benefits to the nutrient that comes in milk, almonds, and leafy greens.
Calcium is also very important in muscle contraction, and it helps control our blood pressure.
Potassium is an electrolyte that also supports healthy muscles and blood pressure, and getting it is easy.
If you eat more fruits and vegetables, you're going to get more potassium.
If some of those vegetables are leafy greens, you'll be adding iron, too. Beans, meats, and seafood are even better sources of the nutrient.
The role of iron in our body is to help carry oxygen around to our working muscles.
And Zaratsky says vitamin D helps your body absorb calcium and boosts your immune system. Get this nutrient with a cold glass of fortified milk, mushrooms, or fatty fish. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see if we can straighten this all out. If you see these pictures, very ornate. I had my comment about the church spending money, and Jennifer said, well, I just leave that out of the story. Okay. So it appears that these stairs were in Jerusalem. They have been restored. They were moved to Rome in the year 400, or on about that, in the 4th century anyway, when Christianity was the Roman Empire's main religion. So now they put it in one of the basilicas, these 28 steps, and they've spent a lot of money fixing. If you look at some of these, the frescoes and the stairs themselves as they've been rebuilt, it's really pretty interesting to see it. And this is the time of year when these things come to the surface, because this is
Easter.
Palm Sunday.
Hey, this is his
and
big
Easter.
Day. It's coming up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Yep. So maybe I remember going down the actual stairs when I was in Jerusalem. First time I was there at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, going down in the stairs that supposedly he took. And what an eerie feeling that was. Wow. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now it's time for a visit with Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website, ourautoexpert.com, frequently visited by people who listen to him on the radio, watch him on TV, see him thumbing down the interstate. He's a very popular guy, and he's here to go through some of the important stories from the world of automobiles this week. This first list that I'm looking at here of new cars that are turned in quickly, you know, it doesn't really surprise me because all the cars on the list, if I may make my observation, Nick, are cars that aren't really cars, like the Mercedes-Benz C-Class. That's not really a Mercedes. And the BMW 3, that's not really a BMW. And the Land Rover Discovery, that certainly is not a real Land Rover. So, you know, all of these...
You're such a snob. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
All right, take it away, Nick.
You're right. I mean, in a sense, too, the world moves on, Doug. That's what happens when you get older. Things change. This is the problem with a lot of the cars on this list is look at the sort of people that are buying them, and they tend to be salespeople, probably L.A., New York, Chicago, that'll have these cars, and the second a new one comes out with a new color scheme or a fresh one, they have to have it. So that's part of this. There is some interesting thing here. You know, many have taken their quality from being at the bottom of the list to almost being at the top of the list. They won most improved quality over the last few years in their cars. The Germans really got them ship-shaped and got everything going right in the mini factory. So I'm kind of surprised to see at number 5 on the list, most cars given up after the year. 10% of people given up a Mini Clubman. That's a surprise. The ones at the bottom of the list, not so much a surprise. Nissan Versa Note, Jaguar XF, and the Nissan Versa itself. The Versa is the cheapest car in America. I think people buy it and realize they probably could have bought a secondhand car for a better price. And Jaguar's XF has been plagued with
junk.
Some problems early on. But it's interesting to see what people don't like and get rid of within the first 12 months.
You know, it's very interesting. Since Ratatata took over Land Rover and Jaguar, the big Land Rovers have gotten better, in my estimation, a little cheaper, but there's a little more accoutrement to it. And the Jags just look like another car to me. I don't even know. Why would you bother buying a Jag? There's nothing special about it.
And they have some really great guys like Ian Callum over at Jaguar, and he you know, designed Aston Martins before he came to Jaguar. He's quite a reputation. I think the biggest problem is we do what we do good, right? I mean, the British really make big Land Rovers well. And then on the other end of the scale, you can look at America. We make big trucks well. We don't make small cars well. So any American small-made cars don't last very long and disappear. But our trucks, the F-150 and the 1500, they're just the solid core of America.
All right, next up, who's going to make the best flying car? And who's going to run, who's going to drive or fly the flying cars?
Right. Well, this is a really interesting topic, flying cars, because it's the one topic everybody asks me about at least once or twice a week. When is the flying car coming? Is it ready? It looks like University of Michigan and Ford have got together and they're starting to do some real studies on environmental impact. The truth of the matter is, when you increase everything from 2D, because technically we're driving in 2D, right? We're driving on the ground, we're driving in roads. If you increase it to 3D, think of all the accidents that could happen.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to worry about going up and down as well as left, right, forward, and back. So you add a whole different dimension to the flying. I can't see my mom and dad using a flying car. They have trouble enough using a regular car on the road. I'd hate to put them in the air. So I just still think the flying car is a disaster waiting to happen, and I don't think it's going to happen. So you can do all the environmental impact studies you want, Doug. I honestly believe that a flying car is still a long way off, at least until computers can make us not crash.
Yes, I'm with you. All right, new Dodge Challenger. I love these Dodge Challengers, man. So what are they doing? What are they adding to the packages?
Yeah, they've done packages specially for the military, basically. You've got to look at the Dodge has just had a wonderful life, I guess, for the Challenger. This is the oldest car in the muscle car lineup in the world. It's based on the Mercedes-Benz E-Class from 12 years ago. This vehicle is just selling like hotcakes. They can't sell enough of them. The military love them. They claim that more people in the military are driving Dodge Challengers than any other brand. So, you know, they have more military people buying them. And so they've come out with a special Stars and Stripe edition.
I think that's appropriate. All right, good job. Thank you, Nick. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel. Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.